Please welcome Matthew Allison.
So there are many trees outside externally to us, but there are also trees within, and that used to be an archaism until the internet. Do you want the proof? The proof is in your pocket. That's where the fruit is. You have a little telephone that can radio connect to everything else around you. And if you think that is unimportant, wait, and you know what it's like to wait for the word from the other, right? Who will change your day. Your attitude will either be a breeze, a flood, hail on the branches, or sunlight. This is no kind of cliche. We are actually connected, like you had pointed out, Frankie. But what happens when you bark up the wrong tree? How can that be virtue or vice? I can tell from my own autobiography, this was 2 weeks ago, a person, her name will be anonymous, but let's call her Ali Dene, all right? Because relationships tend to take on mythic qualities, especially when they can be amplified on the internet. And with memes galore like leaves on the ground, things can be amplified and taken up. So out of nowhere on a forum talking about philosophy, a person appeared, the avatar, and then one avatar to another, we spoke and the branches touched and ideas erupted. And as with all ideas, you get a ground, common space. And then through time, not wanting to leave, it's very hard to leave, a place, especially when it's established between two persons, masculine, feminine, whatever you want to label it as, you begin to open the palm and the vulnerable seed is shown. And then what do you do with that seed? Well, of course, you dig up the past, right? The spade into the person's backside, into the kidney, into the leg, the parent, the mother, the cousin, the sibling. Why are you 27 alone? Whatever you want to put in it. And in that hole, one person drops first their seed, vulnerable to the very bottom, and the other person as well. And wouldn't it be great if we could just hand in hand walk away and let the floods of time give it just enough nourishment to come and be a tree? No, there is kind of a callousness. The narcissism comes up. The darkness of, did you really mean that? 4 hours later. No one wants to leave, but now you've spent yourself in conversation. You've come to a rut. How is this possible? We haven't even met yet, and you're in a different state. So now this backtracking without wanting to lose what is so precious, so how do we use words? You throw a little dirt. The other person unconsciously throws a little more. It must be over now. My arm hurts. I've lost what is precious. I have nothing to get authentically below this, like a fulcrum to get you back. Vulnerability's lost. We've lost our seed. And this details of my life go out as she recedes to bring her back, and then I'm out, and then I'm going to die. No, she, a little more details back, a little more details back. 5 o'clock, 6, 7, the sun rises, the eyelids are heavy, and all the details are like dirt in this hole, and it is level ground again. Where are the seeds? But as the day does to something so precious as night, when all you have is communication on this, what they called 10 years ago a grand gray landscape, the internet, two people fall asleep, and there's no promise of a return. The two who planted walk away, and now you have geography. You have the details of life. Everything passed on and echoed through ancestry is now reality as you fall asleep. So one could ask, where do seeds go when they die? What does a word really mean when it's in a relationship? The seed is in the ground. It's compressed from all sides from this thing called earth, darkness round about, and that seed, whether it wants to be or not, is fully committed to what it is in relation to a hope. It can't be what it isn't anymore. It can't be just a thing moving in the right hand, could communicate anything to all, could be scattered anywhere, can go anywhere else from here. It is fully planted, buried, and stuck. Without a sky, an infinite possibility, and without the promise of a groundwater swell. And if it rains, if there should be grace or mercy, if there should be a hint that that person is really thinking about you, what if the raindrop hits on the soil, and it's so dense and compact because of all that back and forth that it can't make it to the ground. When you're asleep, do they think of you? Did your words make an impact? Day, day, Friday, August, September, year two, year three. And as a stranger comes to this field now, the stranger who, if given a piece of glass, might not be so foreign anymore, chaos, destruction, and a rupture hardly recognizable, that in the center there is a green legume come from the center and now sprouted and is beginning to bear a trunk. Thank you.